Hey everybody, and welcome to the Hack My Homestead podcast. This is Sean Mills, and today is Monday, December 18th, 2023. Yeah, it's still 2023 for now. So today I want to talk a little bit about a little thing we call the word of the year. I was listening to Nicole Sauce's Living Free in Tennessee podcast today, and she announced what her word of the year is, and this is something that she's been doing for about the past 4 years, and it actually came from Jenny Hill, who is a community member. She also happens to be my wife's BFF, and Jenny was actually at the house over the weekend. She came in from Oklahoma, and we got to visit with her. I hadn't seen her since she moved to Oklahoma, so that was really good. But I had been thinking for a while that I wanted to do a word of the year. So what a word of the year is you really, you pick something that's going to be the theme for the year for you. And it's kind of like a manifestation type thing where you, and I'm not a big like woo-woo guy, but I also think that if you want to do something, that the power of positive thinking is a great way to move yourself towards that, whatever goal that is. And the word of the year is just a way to take that energy and focus it on something. And it becomes the lens through which you make decisions, you make plans, you know, go out of your way to do certain things that you might not have otherwise done, because that's your word of the year. It's you know, and there's, you know, when you talk to Jenny, Jenny will tell you, you know, every word has the dark side too, you know. So you could pick a word, you've got to consider the other side of it, because if you're focusing on it and you're working towards it, something is going to happen. But you could also have the rebound and have something bad happen that's not necessarily part of the plan, and sometimes can be pretty kind of crazy. So the funny story that Nicole told in her podcast today was about her word for 2020, which was grow. And, you know, her goal for that year was to really grow Holler Roast Coffee, her coffee roasting business. And then a global pandemic happened. And there was a period of time where Nicole let grow kind of stagnate a little bit, like the dark side of grow was happening. And then, you know, because she was focused on it, because she had her word and her focus was set, she then turned that into a great opportunity. I mean, I can tell you that my company that I worked for at the time, we actually bought coffee from Nicole for Christmas presents that year, along with some pour over cones that she branded with our company logo, and made a nice little gift box, and we sent out to our customers, with the thought being that since so many of us in that industry were working from home and not going into the office, having something like a nice cup of coffee at the house really, really meant something. And I got more feedback from that one gift that I gave the customers. And, you know, we gave out probably almost 200 altogether. And I got more, and that, you know, that was a normal number. We would normally do between 200 and 300 gifts per year, for Christmas time for customers and vendors and things like that. And I tell you, I got more feedback from that coffee pour over cone and ground coffee gift box than all of the other years that I've been doing Christmas presents for customers and clients, or rather, and vendors combined. Like, it was amazing the amount of feedback that I got on that. And, you know, that was something that Nicole hadn't done before that year, but because, again, her word of the year was grow, she was looking for ways to leverage what was going on, you know, around us in the world into, how does she grow her business? How does she utilize that and turn it into an opportunity to grow the business? And so It was funny because I had been thinking, number one, I should probably set a word for the year. And then when I kind of, you know, then I started kind of kicking around what I wanted that word to be. And, you know, I just started a company, right? I've started a content creation business. I'm starting to do solar installations because I have some experience with off-grid. Some of the people that I'm talking to about doing solar installations are interested in talking to me about other expertise that I have, whether that be rainwater harvesting or moving water with solar power or both, or even so far as, hey, how big of a wood-burning stove do I need to buy for this square footage and this kind of general layout? I'm not a wood-burning stove person. I mean, I heat with a wood-burning stove, but I don't know calculations or anything else like that. I just have experience. And, so I thought, well, do I do something around the business, you know, for the word of the year? You know, like a grow or something like that. And then, but, you know, honestly, that's, I don't want to sound like too conceited, but I've been building businesses my whole life. Like I don't feel like I need to be specifically trying to focus my energy on something like that, because I don't know. I just feel like that's kind of like my day job. You know, that's just what I'm going to do that because that's what I do. And so then I started thinking about, you know, what we've got going on the homestead. Obviously, I've got a lot of problems. I've got a lot of projects on the homestead, and, you know, none of them are done, right? So, you know, that there's a thought of, okay, well, do I, you know, maybe completion should be my word, right? I need to complete the bathroom. I need to complete the kitchen. I need to complete the studio. I need to complete the tool room. I need to complete the outdoor storage. I need to complete what is eventually going to be kind of like half hangout area, half guest area. So we'll call it the guest suite. I need to start and then complete my vermicomposting system. I need to complete my aquaponics rebuild. I need to complete my, you know, I'm going to eventually redo both the rainwater collection and the house water management system. And so, yeah, it's a lot. And, you know, but kind of like the whole deal with, well, my day job, or, you know, my job is building my business. And I'm going to do that. I don't need to like be specially focused on that in order to do it. It's the same way with the house. Now, I might bounce around and it might take a while to get things exactly the way that I want them, but there will be progress. You know, we will get closer and closer every day to, you know, getting things done. All of the steps we're taking are in the right direction. And so then I kind of pivoted off of that. And then I came back to one that I've talked about before and I have thought about a lot and I've done a little bit of work on, and it's something that, you know, when you have a death in the family, someone that you're close with, and you know, the death is kind of directly tied to health choices that person made. You know, that it makes you feel a certain kind of way. You know what I mean? It makes you look at it and go, and like, so my mom died from congestive heart failure, which was brought on by kidney failure, which was brought on by type 2 diabetes more than anything else. Okay. And my mom had a lot of medical problems. I mean, from the day that she was born, she had a lot of medical problems, but it was the type 2 diabetes that eventually caused the problems that, you know, that cost her life, I guess you would say. And so, you know, when I was in high school, well, let me just, so the word is health. That's my word for 2024. I want to focus on improving my health. And there's going to be a lot of facets to that, not just losing weight. I do want to be in better shape. I do have some chronic inflammation things that are starting to pop up where it's kind of like the whole, like, oh, am I old now? Like, I just hurt now. But I also know that that's probably more than anything diet related. And so, you know, when I was in high school, played football all the way up through our freshman year of high school. You know, played football in North Georgia, and then moved down to the Atlanta area and played football there. And, you know, I stopped playing football and really decided to focus on ROTC in high school. But even in ROTC, I was always very active, went rafting, went hiking, climbed things, ran, you know, wrestled, and, you know, I stayed in really good shape. And I always tell the story that, you know, when my wife and I got married, when I was 21, I was still building scaffolding, and I was like 167 to 170 pounds and really lean and pretty cut, you know. I basically pumped steel every day, and I was in good shape. Now, I was also, you know, drinking 5 liters of Mountain Dew and eating white willow bark and I think it was ephedrine. I can't remember. It's like illegal now, but at the time it was like legal speed or whatever. And so, yeah, I was a prime heart attack candidate at 20 years old, but I was in really good shape. And, you know, I think generally I was in good health. And then, you know, I go into a sales job, and I don't know how much weight I put on that first year, but it was significant. You know, I was 21, so there was going out and drinking, right? And then just, I was still kind of eating the way that I did when I was building scaffold all day, every day, but I was just driving around in a truck most days. You know, I would kind of drive around and walk on job sites and stuff, but I wasn't getting anywhere near the amount of exercise that I had been previously. I remember I sold a job in Knoxville, and I actually went out to the job and started building, you know, because we didn't have any manpower to build the job. And so I actually went out there and started building, and the customer came out, and it was a customer that I had met early on in my sales job. And then, you know, he was in Knoxville, I was in Nashville. We did a lot of business together, but we didn't see each other. You know, if I went out to his job sites, he was rarely there. And he ended up coming out to that job while I was there building scaffolding, dripping sweat, you know. And he was like, dang, man, you put on some weight, you know. And this was only like about 18 months after I had really first come out of the field and started selling. And then, you know, I was like, oh, wow, man, this guy, you know, I don't even know this guy. But that was his first, like, thought process when he saw me was, holy hell, this guy got fat. And I actually started working out a little bit and started to lose the weight a little bit. And then my wife got pregnant, and, you know, it was one of those, you know, I heard Jack Spearco and Ken Berry say that when you grow up in, you know, a relatively poor, you know, upbringing household, and then you hit it big, and you can, like, you know, you can have a $200 meal if you want. It's not a big deal. You can kind of go overboard and kind of go a little bit crazy on that stuff. And a lot of times it manifests itself in, you know, almost like food addiction. And, you know, I wasn't even cooking at home very much at that time. Don and I were married for like 5 years before I really started cooking. And then at that point, I kind of took over the cooking. But, you know, there was a lot of fast food. There was a lot of Waffle House. There was a lot of, you know, box food or microwave food and stuff like that. And so, you know, so you, yeah, you're going to put on weight. But since probably my second kid was born, I think I was probably around 230 when Amy was born. And, you know, from that point forward, I've always really thought, man, I really need to get back in shape. Like, I don't have to get down to 167 and like 5% body fat, but, you know, it'd be nice to get under 200 and do a little bit of running and do a little bit of lifting. And I always enjoyed lifting weights. And, you know, there was a time when I'd trained Muay Thai and a little bit of MMA, and that was super fun. Now, I don't think I'm going to find an MMA gym close to me, but it doesn't mean that I can't still get active doing something and, you know, start focusing back on the health. And so I think I'm going to do maybe not 100% strict carnivore, but pretty freaking close for like January and February. Just do like a 60-day carnivore thing, whatever. See where that takes me. And I've been watching my buddy Greg, who, you know, launched a new YouTube channel called Take the Ride, where he's documenting his own weight loss adventure, and like every day he's documenting his workouts and everything. And so that's pretty cool watching him. And heck, I might go down and like work out with him on one of his videos or something one day. But, you know, it's working out isn't something that I love, but I do like being active. And, you know, the last couple of weeks when I've been working on some of these solar installations, I notice in the evenings I'm really sore, like painfully sore, like more sore than I historically would have been. And so I think it's time to really just start buckling down and getting some of the excess weight off and, you know, working on getting down to a healthier weight and not doing all the other bull crap. You know, it means I'm going to have to stop drinking for a little while, and that's a big deal. I love beer. I love bourbon. And, you know, to set those aside for a while is going to be a challenge, you know, because I'm not going to ask Dawn to, oh, well, I'm doing this thing, so you have to do this thing. I'd love if she would do it with me. It'd make it a lot easier, but it's not going to be like, well, I'm doing this, so you have to do it. And so, you know, if she comes home from work and wants to have some bourbon or some wine or something, I'll just not. So yeah, that's kind of where I am. I feel like I'm starting to ramble a little bit, but health is going to be the focus. Health is something that is it's easy to manage if you just make, you know, small decisions, all with that health, you know, theme in mind. And I'm excited about it. I'm excited to, you know, really focus on that. I'm excited to reach out to my community and get help, get advice and things like that. I mean, I've done a lot of research, so it's not like, oh, do I eat, you know, pepperoni or do I eat salami? You know, it's just being part of that team. I will say that on Telegram, joining, you know, the workshop weight loss group is going to be, I did that last week actually. And so, you know, I think kind of having an accountability group on top of everything else is an awesome, it's an awesome helpful thing, right? And so I'm excited about reaching out to the friends and getting the support there. And I'm excited about SRF. I'd love to show up at SRF right around 200 pounds. Like, I was just kind of mathing it out. And if I stick to it and lose weight at a healthy pace, then that's around where I would be by the time like Nicole's workshop and SRF happens next year. So we'll see what happens with that. I'm not setting any weight goals. I'm setting health goals. And I know that getting to a healthier weight is part of that. But I also know that like making daily decisions is a much bigger piece of that. And those daily decisions will end up compounding and leading to the results that I want. But it's the decisions with that word of the day, health, in mind. And then the other thing is, you know, I got to get insurance and go get to see some doctors. I actually did some blood work last year and then quit my job and never actually even went in and figured out what my blood was. So, you know, getting the health insurance and it's kind of part of that same theme, right? If something catastrophic happens, I'd hate to lose everything because I couldn't pay my medical bills, right? So, so that's taken care of. I took care of that actually last week. But you know, it's just part of that whole overarching theme. And I think next year I'll probably look a lot more into alternative, health services strategies. But you know, this year I'm hitting the, hey, I'll do the Blue Cross Blue Shield plan for Tennessee. And you know, that's kind of like Obamacare and, yeah, we'll go from there. It's an HSA eligible plan, so I'll open an HSA and fund it, and you know, we'll see what happens. But I do know that I need to get on top of some of this stuff, and having the insurance, I think, will make me more likely to get it with a doctor and get the right tests run and understand the things that I need to be monitoring, and then monitor those things, and then go back later and find out if they are better than they were when I started. So I think I'll wrap up with there. I know today wasn't much of a homestead or solar related topic, but I listened to Jack Spierko's and Nicole's podcast today, and they were both like in this vein. Nicole's was the word of the day, and Jack was talking about, you know, like the proper human diet with Dr. Kim Berry. And so I figured, you know what, I'll share it with the group, and once it's out there, it's out there, right? Like once it's out there, well, Now there's accountability. So I'm actually excited about the accountability. But I think I'll wrap up there today, guys. I appreciate you joining me. If you got questions, comments, or concerns, you can email me at Sean, S-H-A-W-N, at hackmyhomestead.com. If you want to buy an EMP shield, which an EMP shield, you may or may not believe that an EMP is coming, but I can guarantee you that lightning is coming. And if it strikes your solar panels and works its way through the wiring into your system, whatever your solar panels are connected to will not work anymore. All the magic smoke will come out. And a EMP shield will help protect that system. And in the event that it doesn't protect from a lightning strike, well, they've got a $25,000 insurance policy. So you send them your unit, you document anything that was lost, and then they pay for the loss to be mitigated. So there's that. You can use, like I said, coupon code HMHS for $50 off per device at EMP Shield. And then over at Signature Solar, they are running an additional 5% off sale through the end of the year. And on top of that, you can use code HackMyHomestead for $50 off any order greater than $500. So just a couple things I've got set up to save you guys money if you end up buying from either one of those vendors. And I'll probably start working on getting some more of those set up for next year. And with that, have a great day, and we'll talk to you next time.